Hello.
Oh, hi, Miss Cara. Denise here on a recorded line regarding the baby formula lawsuit.
Yes, hold on.
I
Let me
got
pull
your
it up.
message.
Yeah, she just sent it to me. Hold on, let me pull it up.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
$9,000.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, let me actually give me one second. I'm looking at the questioner now and I'm looking for that section. Okay, go ahead.
You need the last four digits?
Ideally, we would need the full social, whatever you're comfortable with.
All right, well, you said you need the whole thing or?
Yeah, the entire social would be ideal.
213-87. 3487.
Okay. 213-87-3487, correct?
Yes.
Do you have time really quickly? I'm going to review all the details to make sure there are no typos.
Okay.
So we can create that DocuSign. I want to make sure we do it right the first time so we don't have to create it again. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything or another law firm. Your child has been diagnosed with a necrotizing enterocolitis.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned there was a developmental growth situation. She's rather small, you mentioned. And the date of diagnosis, 12/26/2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then the name and address of the facility, Mercy Medical Center, 345 St. Paul, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202.
Mm-hmm.
Then the person filing this claim is the mother, that's yourself. And then the baby was fed Zimilac formula at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have authority to sign on her behalf. You both are residents and citizens of the United States. Your child was born at 31 weeks gestational age,
mm-hmm.
diagnosed at the hospital. The date of birth is 12/19/2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do have a birth certificate for her. And let me keep scrolling down here. First name of your child, A as in apple, U, B as in boy, R, E as in elephant.
Yes.
And then middle initial L as in Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Johnson, JOHNSON.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the Social Security 213-87-3487.
Mm-hmm.
And then your name is V as in Victor, E as in elephant, R as in river, N as in Nancy, I, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, I, A as in apple at the end. And then L as in Lima, last name, C as in cat, A as in apple, RR.
Mm-hmm.
And I have your social as 220-297878. I have an email address on file, your first name, last name at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And your phone number is 667-292-6126. This is a mobile number. And I have the address as 5500, A as in apple, and then space Bell Avenue, Gwen Oak, Maryland, 21207, no unit or apartment number.
Mm-hmm.
All that sounds good?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, because I know you're trying to get going here. So let me submit this. You will receive it in your email shortly. Give me one second. Okay, let me review everything because it's giving me an error message here. So give me one second.
Oh, okay. Let me hear you spell my name for the email address one more time.
Oh, the email. Let me see. V as in Victor, E as in elephant, R as in river, N as in Nancy, I S as in Sam, H as in Harry, I A C A R R at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay, so that's correct. I'm just thinking maybe we missed a question here. Let's see. Oh, was the child born premature? That's a yes,
Oh, yeah.
correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did miss that. I missed that. So let me try to do it again here. Alrighty, it looks like it's going through this time. Please check your email address, and then it's rather simple. It prompts you on where to sign and where to initial. And then I'll be right here if you need my assistance with signing.
Okay. Damn, everybody here.
Chairman.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
You do the same.
Okay. All
right. I'm doing it now.
Yeah, and take your time. I'm right here because I know you're multitasking, so no worries at all.
Hey, hello, how you doing? Initial signing, initial. So can you go over what all this is? Because I'm like not even reading it. I don't know if I'm signing my license or
So,
not.
pretty much what it is, it's a retainer, and this gives the law firm permission to contact you. If it's not signed, they cannot contact you. So
Okay.
it's a retainer, and
Hey.
then the law firm's information is on there as well. They will be in contact with you once you sign. I always say within a week. If they don't contact you for whatever reason, you can call their office directly and I'll send you that information through text.
Okay. Did it come back to you? Because I signed.
Oh, you did.
Hello.
Okay. Let me look here. One
You're
second.
gonna look. I'm a butterfly. I'm glad you're here. You're my relation tonight.
No, I'm not.
It looks like I did receive it. I'm gonna look it over really quickly, okay?
Okay.
Make sure everything looks good.
Call me and live.
Okay, Miss Carr.
Yes.
It looks like I have everything I need. I will be sending you a text message with the law firm's information. Again, if they don't contact you within a week, you can call them directly and they'll give you updates on your case, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate all your
Of
help.
course, I know
And
you're
I'm
busy,
not going
so
to
I'll
forget
let
you
you.
said if I know anybody, send them your way.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Carr, and I wish both of you the best, okay? Have a
Okay.
wonderful rest of your day.
Are you soon?
Bye-bye.